From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Greece deports more than 200 migrants and refugees to Turkey. It's part of a Turkey-EU agreement to address Europe's migration crisis. Dorian Jones has more.
The deal between Ankara and the European Union calls for illegal migrants and failed asylum seekers in Greece to be deported to Turkey. It has been criticized by human rights groups and Turkish opposition parties. Seeking to allay criticism, Interior Minister Efkan Ala said many of those deported would be sent home. Ala said Syrians returned from Greece would be given the chance to register in Turkey, but that Iraqis, Afghans and Pakistanis would be sent back to their country of origin. Most of those deported Monday were reportedly Pakistanis. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
U.S. President Barack Obama met Monday with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg to discuss the fight against the Islamic State group. The U.S. president praised NATO's contributions in Iraq and Jordan, where the alliance is assisting in training local forces.
We agreed that one of the most important functions that NATO is performing and can continue to perform is to help in the training and assisting process for troops in Iraq, in Jordan, in many of the areas in the region.
President Obama, governments around the world are vowing to chase down those who set up offshore bank accounts to hide their assets and possibly evade taxes. That's the immediate reaction to a report based on millions of leaked documents from the Panama-based firm Mossack Fonseca. The Kremlin denounced the disclosures, saying they were mostly aimed at Russian President Vladimir Putin. This is VOA News.